dead mosquito, man. They're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
A B built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Show live. Two.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas.
Yeah.
That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is
the official
OPT Network.
And our website, of course, is www. That's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. And I'm going to tell you one thing. David Christmas is sending all of his momentum my way, your way. He is feeling, no doubt, Yes, momentum. Why are you so recharged on this Momentum Monday?
Well, we hadn't been to church in 2 weeks.
You going to tell it. You are going to tell it. Why did I know?
Woo! Okay. Like I just got invigorated yesterday. Man, I'm telling you, I cannot live without church. I understand that.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate it. I see how it works. It took me a long time to get it, but I understand how it works now.
And so you...
I'm not helping people by going to church. I'm really helping myself.
So you woke up this morning, well, yesterday, actually, and you just started feeling momentous right after you got there or during the process, or when does that momentum surge happen for you on Monday morning?
No, that momentum happened the minute I walked out. Well, actually, Carlette, I was like a car at a gas station fueling up as I'm in there. And immediately, I mean, during the process, I was my momentum.
You just start powering up.
Oh, I was powering up.
Are you like Pac-Man where you just, like, you eat the power pill? And
all the power pills on the screen at the same time. It's like I just felt so rejuvenated when I left. I mean, I just decided to go home and do some work on the
on what?
On the Sabbath.
Well, you didn't cut grass on the Sabbath. You cut grass on Saturday. So.
Yeah, I did, but I did. I had to seal my new wood table up that I got
from
Dennis Davis. He builds tables. Beautiful picnic table. I just had to seal it, water protected. I didn't do much yesterday. But,
isn't that something, how when you really just bask in the word and in God's presence, how you just get that refreshing, that sort of fresh anointing, that vigor that you need to carry you through?
Shucks. I'm going to tell you. You know what I think happened, Mother, is that when I wasn't, you know, when you're out 2 weeks, you really don't know that you're running on fumes. You're still running. You're still doing your thing. You know, you know some people are stronger than others. You know, you're just. But when you understand how it works, and you start to appreciate that when you're in the rhythm of your being fed by the people that you worship with, the church that you go to, and you get in the flow and the rhythm of that body. And you get that power surge just the way the man of God gave it, who downloaded it straight from God to give to me, you know. It's just something about it. And I'm telling you, I feel like Superman, literally.
But you know what I love about you and I love about your realness is that a lot of people get that power surge that you're talking about. They get that rejuvenation on Sunday. You know, they go through the whole process. But then by Monday, it's like they crash and burn. Not everybody, but some people. Because Monday is...
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
But you see, you know what that's about, right?
What's that
you
about?
You got to make yourself fertile ground. In other words, see, I used to be that person. I would go in... Get the. They have a scripture in the Bible. Of course, you know, I'm not a preacher or a serious Bible scholar by no stretch. But they do have a sermon in there where they say
a scripture.
A scripture, excuse me. Where they say that some of the seed will fall on thorny ground. Some of it will fall in places where it just can't get down into the earth. And then in other places, it'll fall, that it'll grow and it'll do what it was designed to do.
Right.
Because it fell in the fertile ground. All that happens is I change myself from thorny ground to fertile ground.
Oh,
so
that's
really
good.
It's about me and what I'm allowing that word to do inside of me. I'm allowing it in. I'm no longer blocking it. I'm no longer sitting there when the man of God is talking. I'm
kicking
talking
against
back.
The pricks.
Yeah, I'm talking back. I'm talking back saying, yeah, but that's not me though. You know, I'm saying all kinds of other things to distort the process. When now I just go in and say, okay, God, what you finna do today? How you finna feed? And just, I'm like one of those little birds that's up in our driveway.
We got a new set of birds, if
well,
you can believe it.
When the baby
it.
Birds are born, they just come up with their mouths open. Like, just stick anything in there. You know, but when you're getting power surges like what we're getting at, uh-huh. you know, what we worship at the Word, it's like, I'm telling you, mm-hmm. It is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It is powerful. And when I left yesterday, I really was feeling like, how you straighten your back up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an illustration that they have at our church that they put up on when the man is just beaten down and
mm-hmm.
his underwear are sagging and mm-hmm. sagging, he's slumped all over.
Mm-hmm.
And then when
he's malnourished.
Yeah, he's malnourished. And then when he gets that power surge, he stands up mm-hmm. like a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. I mean, I literally went in there like that sort of now. If you would have saw me before I went in there yesterday morning, you would have said, are you going? I would have been like, nah, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I guess that's just the man in me.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we learned yesterday, the words you use, you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm never going to say, oh, I'm down, whipped up and mm-hmm. all that. But after I got powered up, then I could say, yeah, I was a little down.
and wasn't that just confirmation of what we share with our listeners every single day?
Oh, man.
That our words have power.
Words are powerful.
And so if you're traveling in on this Monday morning and you're saying, woe is me. Oh, it's Monday. Oh, hell, it's Monday. And, you know, a lot of people just said that. They just said, oh, hell, it's Monday.
Yeah, but when your eyes pop, I can remember, Carlette, when my eyes would pop open, I'd be like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know. I used to be like that, too. It's Monday.
And what it's like is it's like right now I feel so full of life
mm-hmm.
and so blessed to be 6 foot above ground.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how bad it get, we can always fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is always there to show us what to do next if we listen
mm-hmm.
to the word that he's given to us and learn how to be in tune with him. We like to call it being rain trained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically just God gives it to us and we don't have to kick.
Right.
We just like with a horse that's rein trained, you pull a little bit to the right, I go right.
Right.
God pulls a little bit to the left, I go left.
Right.
You know, I just make it real easy for him to lead me where I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then I'll have a stumble because, you
and
know,
we
I
all
do have challenges,
sure.
especially with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like the way you're born a beautiful mind with it, but I'm not that ridiculous with it.
Right.
Like, I don't like people and people don't like me. So he got some imaginary people.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I really love people.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm in a bad state, you know, you know it'll cause your love for people
mm-hmm.
to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, every single day, but even more specifically on Monday, we really try to talk about the power of your words and
yeah.
the power of your thoughts.
Absolutely.
And what we understand. And, you know, and we talk about this, DC, but what I love about you, and we were talking about this on Friday, is your openness and your honesty. And it takes a lot to really be there in a place where you can just say, yeah, I did that. And yeah, I used to do that. But you know, for Mondays were not always momentous for us. We have come into the momentum of Momentum Monday. And that was a download specifically from God telling us to share with you that we should all feel a sense of momentum on Monday. It is the beginning. It is newness. And when you really, really understand what that means, then you can find power in that. And every single day, DC, we try to share with people the power of what's coming out of their mouth.
Absolutely.
Your words are like boomerangs. And once you put them into the atmosphere, they are obligated. They are obligated.
Absolutely.
To go out there and do what you're saying that you need for them to do or what you have declared
and
that they'll do.
And that's absolutely correct, Carlette. But we have a tendency to want that when we want it,
mm-hmm.
when we decide. And I think
right.
that's what throws a lot of us off, is when we put that out in the atmosphere, we have to wait for it to come down.
Right.
The operative word is wait.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're waiting, we have to find a way to be content. And
mm-hmm.
that, especially as younger people,
mm-hmm.
is easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but as we get more mature and as we get older,
mm-hmm.
we understand that once things goes out in the atmosphere, oh, it's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming back. Just like when you put tithe into the offering bucket, you don't put it in there saying, oh, I'm giving this and I don't receive any. I'm not. I heard an idiot say one time, you give it and you don't look for anything back.
Right.
That's absolutely wrong. When you give tithe and offering, you expect to
mm-hmm.
get what the words say you're supposed to get.
That's right.
So I give with expectations of getting back.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely nothing wrong with me sowing. That's like a farmer who puts seed in the ground and says, I expect a harvest.
And funny thing, you would say that. This weekend, we had such a really, really sweet weekend with,
awesome weekend.
With our family.
Yeah.
And, you know, I say—
Without fishing.
Without fishing.
Yeah,
and
right.
So we're finding that, you know, that we're bigger than just fishing. We love to fish, but we can
love
do other things that are just as fun and just as good. And so this weekend you were saying to me, Carlette.
Yeah, because I don't want fishing to become an idol either. You know, that stuff can become an idol.
We
heard that sermon one time. You got to be careful.
Absolutely. And I think that that's powerful on your part to recognize that. But you were saying to me, you said, Carlette, look at the feel. And people who have listened to the show or who know us and know where we live directly behind a field. And we were talking about how one crop had been planted and harvested.
The field is behind us.
What did I say?
We live behind the field.
Yeah, the field is behind us. I'm right. Sorry. And we were saying, and my sinuses are always under, you know, having challenges. Let me just say that. Because we live, the field is directly behind our house. And so one day we see the farmers out there. They're harvesting. Well, one day they're planting, and it seems like before you know it.
Well, no, it's one day they're clipping the wheat. Right.
Yeah, that was the wheat.
They clip the wheat. The next day they till, and obviously must be planted at the same time because the next thing you know, it's something else growing.
Yeah, and then they burn the field.
Right.
And there's a whole. I had to research why. Of course, you know I did why they burn the field, but they burn the field, and before you know it, they retill it, and they're planting something else. And Saturday, DC said, "Will you look at that?" Already the crop is coming up, and then when we turn around again, they will be harvesting. And I guess that really gives us real lifting power with sowing. And we have said it, we're going to continue to say it, DC. We're going to keep asking people to get out of the hookup line and get into the line of sowing and giving and understanding that you cannot reap a harvest until you put something into the ground, and you need to really have your expectors turned up. Our expectors are turned up so high, and I'm going to tell you, we are so momentous because our company, our brand is on the verge of a new thing. I know, right? And so when you're on the verge of newness, it really gets you so energetic and so excited, but what I am learning personally is that I have to learn to just be. And you've heard me say that a lot, just to be and to be present right where I am. And so this morning, if you're traveling in and you're going to a job that you really know that your season is probably over, and you really maybe are not necessarily that excited about heading into the gig, you know, what I would say to you is that while you're there, you have to find a way and you have to find a place that renders contentment. And let me tell you something. DC and I really, really know about lack of contentment. And it was for many, many years that we were chasing contentment in our jobs and trying to move to the next thing. But it wasn't until we became content for a period of time that God moved us into this thing where we are now, into that place of purpose, into that place that has meaning every single morning. And I guarantee you that when you find that place of peace and that place of harmony, no matter where you are, and you just sit there and you say to the universe, you know what, I'm going to be okay until you move me, then that's really when it happens, doesn't it, DC?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you just, well, you know, I think what happens too, Mother, is things are going to happen in God's time.
Oh, no doubt.
And just the mere fact that we're trying to push it ahead or make it happen when we want it to happen makes it seem like it's just that much further away.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Just, it's like,
and you know what? Even when you step into that minute place that is your purpose, because initially It is minute. It's huge on its face, but you only get glimpses. You only get baby steps. You only get what you're prepared for at that stage of growth. And when you step into it, I have friends that see me and people that I worked with, and they say, you know what? You just look so free and so happy. And we say to them, you know what? This is the hardest work that we've ever done. But even in being in your purpose, it's still somewhat incremental. God gives it to you in increments. He gives it to you as you are able to handle it. And so this morning, we would say to you, worry not, worry not. Your process is flowing. You're in it, whether you realize it or not. And you can choose this day to have momentum. All you got to do is just open up your mouth. I double dog dare you. I open up your mouth and say, I choose this day to have momentum.
Yeah.
I just do it. I mean, you know, it sounds corny. It doesn't sound like it makes sense.
Right.
But you know what?
I choose this day to have momentum.
You know what? And in the Bible, a lot of the things.
That's why I'm so momentous.
You were momentous before you said it, but you're now doubly momentous.
Double portion.
Double portion.
Double for your trouble.
Double for your trouble. And you know, in the Bible, sometimes God gave illogical instructions. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense, but sometimes it's like when the pastor stands up in the pulpit and he says to do something that you just.
Jump on one leg.
And you feel so.
I'm not gonna do it.
I don't want to do it. But you know what? I just gone ahead and do it anyway.
Oh yeah, you wide open.
Because you know what? I know that the blessing is on the other side of what?
The obedience.
Oh yeah. Minimally invasive image guided specialists, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster. It's their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. And let me just, on this side note, with minimally invasive image-guided specialists, there are so many people with poor blood circulation. And we have a family member that is going through just that right this moment and has had some real, real challenges. Let me say to people, if you're having pain in your leg, and you don't know, or your legs, or your extremities, and you don't know what they are, please don't sit and wait until it's too late. Call the great folks at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists and say, listen, I have been in pain. I've had swelling, you know, up and down, up and down. They will help you to figure out what's going on. And Dr. Head came on and he talked about blood flow and he talked about a lot of the idiosyncrasies and the dynamics of blood flow. And I'm going to tell you, your health, your extremities are something that we really don't learn to appreciate until we start having challenges or until we lose those extremities. So please don't be one of those people. Phone now if I'm talking about you. The number's 318-445-9700. 318-445-9700. Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has decades of experience in representing the people of Central Louisiana. He does it with competence and professionalism. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. can be reached at 318-487-9537. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Remember, we've been blessed. No really, really bad weather. Been having a lot of rain. But really, for all of your home, auto, and life insurance, it is hurricane season. It is hurricane season. And you need to make sure that you and your family are protected. And there's no better person to help and help you to understand than Rosa and her team. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. And she's going to be on point telling us how we can prepare ourselves with insurance and everything that we need. We're going to get a break here. It's Momentum Monday. If you're on your way, it's 7:59 local time, 8:59 Eastern time. Of course, today is June 30th. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Show 321.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, if you're traveling in, getting your Monday morning started, i.e., your week started, as always, we want to remind you to please be mindful as you're traveling in. Remember, kids are still on summer vacation, and every single day, whether it's the weekend or weekday, we find some reason to make sure that we're reminding you to please be careful. Now, this morning, as we were traveling in on MacArthur, there was a young man, riding his bicycle down the ditch. I guess it's too big for a ditch, down the little ravine, you call it, and across, straight across MacArthur. And DC and I were saying, don't do it. Don't do it. DC was saying, if you're going to go, you better go, go, go. And he went straight through the traffic, straight down the other ravine, got stuck,
But the fact of the matter is that every single morning we ask you to get progressively better with your cell phones, with all of those things that distract us in the morning as we're driving in. And I think that most of us have used the mornings, especially if you don't have kids in the morning now that they're on summer vacation, or if you just don't take your kids to school, we sort of use the morning as a way to multitask. And that means maybe you can answer a text message, or maybe you can kind of eke out an email and answer it quickly, or maybe you can make some phone calls. And all of those things are distractions. And what we understand is that one wrong move could change your life and the life of someone else's. So what we have decided and what we really intuitively understand is that people, DC, they're not going to stop using their mobile devices. I just don't know that it's going to happen, even if the law says that people can no longer use their mobile devices, people are still going to find a way to use them. So since that's true, what we're asking you to do is consider getting better. Do better this Momentum Monday than you did on Friday.
Do it better.
Just do a little bit better and try not to be as engaged.
Don't be as engaged.
Because others' lives depend on it and yours do. You know, they just really do. So as you're traveling throughout your day, please be mindful for kids. I don't know what it is about kids who are walking in groups that absolutely refuse to use sidewalks. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. But parents, we've got to be a little bit more proactive in telling our kids that if they're walking from one destination to the next, they got to be mindful about cars, and they can't be so bold and so brazen that they won't move out of the streets. And then, you know, we've talked about the village. Sometimes I just want to pull over and say, guys, y'all got to move out of the street. But you're really just uncertain. So when you're uncertain and you may not know the kids, then it's up to us to just say, you know what, Lord bless them, take care of them, because they're not just somebody else's kids. They're really all of our kids. So as you're traveling in, give yourself enough time to get there. It's already 11 after 8 local, 11 after 9 Eastern. And remember, on time is really late, and early is on time. And so when you give yourself enough time, then you get better. Then you have time when things happen. And so we're going to keep reminding you of that every single day. Now, as you're trying to get yourself ready this morning, you're getting yourself ready mentally, you're getting prepared for the day, this is what I would ask you to do. I would just ask you to be right where you are right now and not really anticipate all of the negative things that those voices have told you are going to happen. Just get yourself mentally ready and expect that good things are going to happen. So I read this article. You know, I love Time Magazine because they always have really great articles, and they talked about things that happy people do in the world. And Eric Barker is the author of the article, and they've done studies on it. And, you know, sometimes you look at studies and you say, well, why do they have to do a study on everything? Sometimes it just takes that for people to say, okay, I can wrap my mind around that, or I get it, or it's not just pie in the sky. Researchers have researched it. And so this is what they say that happy people do. It's about savoring. It's about just learning how to be right where you are. You remember I talked about just being, like when we're on the air in the morning, instead of me doing 100 million things, which, you know, we are multitasking. We just are. But when I take the microphone, I totally make a concerted effort to just be. To be with you. And to be right where I am, and to just relinquish, you've heard me say it, and I have to say it again and again and again to remind myself to relinquish control. And so they say the first thing that you have to do is learn to just be. And for many of us, that is hard. And for me, it's something that I have to bring myself back to often. Just being, not doing anything spectacular, but just being. And then the next thing they say that happy people do, and this is what creates a sense of happiness and well-being, because a lot of times people have a false sense of what happiness is. Happiness is, I've got something on my agenda that I can look forward to. I'm going on vacation. And so intrinsically, you can just be happy because you're waiting for that thing to happen. But when you have all of these things that you need, I'm going shopping, I'm going to purchase a new car, which are really, really good things. But then once the act is complete, then you need something else to make you happy. And so this was really interesting to me because I talked to my brother this weekend. He lives in Phoenix, Arizona. And every time I talk to him, I just get a different sense of the world because of who he is. And so when we pick up the phone and we speak and I say, hey, brother, how you doing? How's it going? How's everything? And he simply and calmly, DC, says one word, grateful. And when he says that, it brings me back to a place of, wow, just one word, not good, not, he just simply says, grateful, sis.
Such a simple word.
Such a simple word. And then we start talking about our gratitude. And it brings me back to, you know what, brother? I'm grateful too. But how often do we forget to utilize that very simple word? How are you doing? I'm grateful. No, what we say is, oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. And that's good. You know, that's good. That's good too.
Yeah, because you got to speak. We said earlier about those words.
Right.
So they're important.
They are important.
Blessed and highly favored is excellent.
It is excellent. It's so excellent.
Right.
But when you dig down deeper, do we ever really stop to think about what we're grateful for? And the experts say that when you start to really, really meditate in gratitude, it makes you happy. So this morning, if you're driving in and you ain't too happy and you're not too happy with your job, maybe just try, you know what, I'm grateful that I do have a job to go to.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't have a gig to go to this morning. So that's one thing to be grateful for. And so the next thing that they say, DC, is spending time with your family, spending time nurturing your family. And this weekend, and we do it often, where we really just have to pull young Deuce Christmas out of his young man cave.
Teenage cave.
Out of his teenage cave. And we watched a movie together. It was an older movie. DC and I had seen it years ago. A Beautiful Mind. But it was just a movie that really makes you think. And it really made us all, it made us all think. It made us come together and talk about the plot of the movie. It made us talk about problem solving. Because one thing that's happening is we're not teaching our kids to solve problems. We're not teaching them to use their minds. And so this morning, if you're traveling in and you're wondering why you need to have a little bit of momentum this morning and why you need to step it up a notch, those are some of the things that you can think about. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. The number to phone, 800-454-3730. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play down in the parish. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information, the number to phone Attorney Chris Roy Jr., 318-487-9537. Already 18 minutes after 8, 18 minutes after 9 Eastern, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Education is a power, the power of transforming things and moving us to another level. We must remember that people must be educated today on what nobody knew yesterday. And also in the classroom, it is so important in this life that we need to learn precisely what those following us must know tomorrow. The greatest lesson in life is learned by what is not taught. That's going to take you a little time to work through it. It's experience, it's growth, it's development, it's trust. It's all the things that make a person complete and whole. As we ponder and children ponder, what must I do for the next level? What do I have to know to be successful in college? What do I have to do to even get to college? Knowing and learning and studying that which is not known puts you in the front of the line for the next generation of learning. I discovered from experience, all men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. When a man's intelligence and his intellectuality comes together, he's educated. And he needs wisdom to apply what he has learned in life. And then people say, wow, he's successful. He's smart. He's brilliant. Yes, because it's a little bit of things, the small lessons learned to listen. Learn to listen, and then you listen to learn. In silence, we know when not to speak. Those are lessons that will last a lifetime. And believe it or not, a blessing out of season is a burden. Knowing too much can get you in trouble. But knowing how to apply knowledge, wisdom to that which we call a brilliant education is powerful. Use it wisely. Know yourself and then pass it on to others. God have equipped us with everything we need to be successful. And if we use what we have, it works. Never, never give a person a piece of your mind, because God only gave us enough for us. We don't have enough mind to give away and then maintain. So be careful, be kind, learn something new today. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
This king, crown you with my heart. Your love is king, never need to part. Your kisses ring round and round and round my head, touching the very part of me. It's making my soul sing, tearing the very heart of me. I'm crying out for more. Your love is king, crown.
The Bigger Show in 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, you know what? As we switch gears just a little bit, we're kind of calling this a family affair.
Uh-oh.
We want to take the opportunity, DC, to really, really toot the horn and send huge kudos out to Miss Gilda Rae Compton, who just recently retired from nearly 4 decades of educating, molding, shaping, and being the change that she wants to see in young people.
Man, Carlette, I tell you, you know, Gilda Compton, who is my mother's first cousin, that
mm-hmm.
was Uncle Herman's daughter, that was Ma B's sister, brother.
No, you're not going to the family tree.
Did that.
Okay,
did
go to
that.
The tree.
And
go
so,
to the tree.
And let me just put it out there, you know, because her mother, Rosalie Compton, and the people from Opelousas and then over that in that area are going to remember her.
Uh-huh.
She was in the education business for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many years, and helped a lot of people.
Yes.
In their education endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Gilda has retired, And she has helped multitudes of people
mm-hmm.
in this education business. And she has done wonders. And she is retiring. And, you know, what can you say? I mean, I'm going to have to just throw it back to you because I'm at a loss for words. I'm about to cry.
Well, don't cry. This is one of those momentous moments. But here to talk about it, and there's a family. There is a family tradition of education. And here to talk about it is somebody that really, really knows Gilda probably better than anybody. And as well as an educator and a pastor, Pastor Dexter Compton. He is the principal of Bunkie Elementary Learning Academy. He's also the pastor of First Union Baptist Church here in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as Amazon Baptist Church.
How you call that big down shout in out Bunkie. To Chris Jacobs, because you know he said, I love my pastor.
Hey, Pastor Compton, you know what? I don't think that any of your parishioners could love you any more than CJ. CJ loves his pastor.
Yes, he does.
He certainly does. He certainly, I have to agree with you.
And you know what, Pastor Compton, whenever he says that, I absolutely believe it.
You can hear the
love and adoration that he has for you.
Oh, yes. And he's always showing it in many ways. And it's mutual. It's mutual. We love him and appreciate him as well.
That is amazing. And so I know that you guys had a big, huge celebration for your mom. I want you to start by talking about what it was like for you and for her, knowing that she has literally been in education for the most part of her life, four decades, turning into a new season. What was that like?
Oh, it was just a tremendous, tremendous blessing when you just sit and take in the fact of the countless number of lives mm-hmm. that she touched over that time period. And, you know, I like to call her a nurturer of excellence
mm.
because she just has the gift of whoever she comes in contact with to be able to push them to that level of excellence. And it doesn't matter what their purpose is, what their specialty is. And sometimes it's even things that she may not do or know how to do herself, but yet she has the gift of being able to inspire them and sow seeds into them that pushes them to their next level. So, it's just a tremendous blessing to consider the number of lives that she's been able to touch throughout her educational career. And as I said, you know, she's retired, mm-hmm. but certainly she has not and will not quit. She's just channeling her energy into another realm.
You know what, Pastor Compton, I think that that's so amazing. And when you said what you just said, I wrote it down because it is powerful and profound. You said she is a nurturer of excellence. When did you know? Because that is such an astute observation. When did you know that she was a nurturer of excellence? Because you too have been excellent in your life and your career, serving for some two decades plus in education. When did you know that she was a nurturer of excellence?
And thanks to her, you know, because she certainly gave me the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I really grasped hold to that idea when I saw that not only did she expect it of me and push me, but basically anyone who came around is no downtime. It's like you're learning something. You no downtime, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And so as I began to observe that it doesn't matter who it was it family, was it friends, uh-huh. or somebody she was meeting for the first time, if it was something that she could teach them, she was going to seize that moment and teach. And she makes everything a teachable experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned early on that, you know, I may not have had the terminology for it at a young age mm-hmm. or just what it was, but I know it's like, hey, it's not just me, but anybody that comes into this environment, she's teaching them and she's pushing them to be better.
Absolutely. And we had had an opportunity to talk to Gilda about her coming out of the school system, but not coming out in a sense because that season has ended, but a new season is dawning for her. And you said what had happened was not even a week after school was out, she was on to the next thing. Let's talk about that.
Yes, soon as school was over, she got involved. She's taken on a piano student or so. And so she's doing that. And she also started working with the Kennedy Center program, and they just did a production of The Wiz. So she jumped right in and made the costumes for the production. And so she immediately, again, started to touch children's lives mm-hmm. in another realm. And the whole time, even though she was tasked with doing the costumes, the whole time she was teaching them something else that, that was pushing them to another level. So again, she's just channeling her energy within a different set of parameters, but she's mm-hmm. still shaping and molding the lives of young people.
Now, did you say piano?
Piano. It's amazing. It goes back to what I was saying earlier, because she doesn't actually play the piano, but she knows the theory, and she's able to teach others how to play. And down through the years, she's had several piano students, and you know, some that even went on to you know, play in bands or churches and so on and so forth. So it's amazing. It speaks to that gift again, because mm-hmm. she doesn't actually play, but she is able to teach it.
Wow. And you know, as we talk about gifts, and that's why we wanted to take some time to really celebrate Gilda and celebrate her accomplishments, because there are so many gifts that she has had within her that she has been able to birth out and see them come to fruition and is still birthing. So I want you to give us an overview, Dexter, of what Saturday night looked and felt like from your view.
It was just beautiful, because all of her friends and family and coworkers throughout the years were there, and those who weren't able to come called and, you know, said some sent messages, and we even had a couple of surprise of classmates who called and actually did a tribute over the phone, and it's a musical tribute. So it was just a beautiful thing, and she got to hear some of the people closest to her say some of the things that often people don't get to hear, because people don't say it until after they're gone, you know, and they don't hear it. But she was able to actually sit and take it in and hear how her friends and family and coworkers felt about her, and the impact that she made on their life. And people came from everywhere. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, you're absolutely on point, Pastor Compton, for so many of us. And in the last segment, we were talking about gratitude. So many of us forget to show our gratitude to educators who have literally been on the front lines of shaping and molding our kids. And sometimes we forget that it is a gift, and that it does take a lot of hard work, because for some people like Gilda, it seems seamless that she just does it and she makes it look easy. But gratitude is something that we really wanted to convey, and we wanted to say, you know what, we celebrate her, and we celebrate you and the life that you are living as well. 25 years in education, also an incredible, incomparable musician, and all that has really been passed down, not only from your mom, but from your grandmom, hasn't it, Dexter?
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, I certainly don't take it for granted. I thank God every day for that which he has invested in me, the talents and the gifts. And I thank God for the family that I've had to nurture those gifts along the way. They never stifled in any way, but gave a lot of love and encouragement. So, and I recognize that is certainly just a blessing. Many people are not blessed or privileged to have that. And so that's part of my calling, to reach out to those who don't and in some way try to provide that encouragement for them as well, and hopefully inspiration that they too can walk in their purpose and fulfill the destiny that God has for them.
Absolutely. And Pastor Compton, I mean, we've known each other literally our whole lives, and sometimes I may slip and call you Dexter. Dexter played the music.
That's fine.
He played the music at our wedding some 24 years ago.
Yes, he did.
So, I mean, we are family. But before you've got to go, Pastor Compton, I want you, because I know your mom is listening, I know a lot of people are listening, I want you to just share with your mom what you're believing God for and what you hope that she will be bestowed with as she moves into this next season.
Awesome. Well, Mom, I just want to tell you that we really, really love you, and myself and Cadenza and the boys and Kristen and the entire family. But just speaking for the immediate family, you know, we appreciate you to the highest for all of your wisdom and the patience and the tolerance that you have in helping us to become who God wants us to be. We love you and appreciate you for that. And it is my sincere prayer that in this season of your life, that it will be even greater than the years previous, that you will get to enjoy the fruits of your labor, that God will abundantly bless you with health, wealth, and just prosperity in general, and just that you will be blessed, and God will continue to use you to touch and inspire the lives of others. We love you.
That's Pastor awesome. Compton, that was awesome.
We love her.
You know what? We love you too, Gilda, and we know, just as Pastor Compton said, your ladder will be greater, and you are truly a nurturer of excellence, and for that we honor you this morning.
Awesome.
Pastor Compton, thank you so much. Thank you, Gilda, for being the change that you want to see, and you know what? It's only going to get better. We're going to take.
And thank you. Thank you for having me on this morning and giving this opportunity. And we certainly want to say we appreciate the great and awesome work that you are doing with On Point. You're really making a difference and impacting lives as well.
Thank you so much. We got to get a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Show in 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, Gilda, you probably thought we were done, but I think that Pastor Dexter Compton said something so incredible, DC. He said, you know, and I'm on this word gratitude this morning. So many people that work for years and years and years, sometimes thanklessly, never really get their roses until they can't hear them. They never hear the difference and the changes that they have made in the lives of people literally over decades. Well, Gilda, though we were not able to be there. And I gotta add this for Big G. We call her Big G. People call her Goob.
Big G.
They call her Big Mama.
Big Granny.
They call her Goob, but her name is really Mildred Sweezy. Well, she was really just so disappointed that she couldn't be there. You hear about people getting locked out of their cars. Well, she got locked in her car, not once, but twice in the same day, which was the day of your retirement. So she sends her regrets, but we were certainly there in spirit. We were trying to get her unlocked out of the car. but it is well. And so we continue to celebrate this wonderful life, this wonderful life of, as Pastor Compton calls her, a nurturer of excellence, with some of the people that were really on the front lines. And we welcome this morning Miss Diane Shepherd, also an educator of four decades. Miss Diane, good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you, Colette.
And we want to welcome Miss Sherri-Ann Callahan, who is nearly four decades in education, all from a town that we love, 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 and has created all that we are here today. That's Bunky, Louisiana. Sherri, good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you.
And, you know, I said to you guys, and DC said, well, all told, you guys have more than 100 years.
With Dexter, too.
With Dexter.
150 years.
150 years of shaping and molding. Miss Diane, I want to start with you because I said, first of all, you guys, we've known you literally our whole lives. We never thought that you had been educators for literally our whole lives. I want to talk about, as you watched Gilda transition from the season that she was in to where she's going, what did you think in that moment?
Which one? Well, I had a lot of thoughts because I've known Gilda since forever. We were born 4 days apart.
Wow.
And we've been lifelong friends. So there's nothing about her that anybody can tell me because I know because I've lived it and I've experienced it. But she is quite a motivator, and she's been doing that all of her life because we call it bossy. But when she makes up her mind that she wants you to do something, she doesn't stop until she gets you to do what she wants done. And she carried that over because we started teaching together. We graduated together. We had our children in the same year. So we had a lot of firsts. So for me, Saturday night was a reflection on not only her educational life, but as we celebrated her birthday, I was emotional because I could go back and reflect on those years, and I won't say how many, she would die, those years that we have spent together. And as she starts a new season, I know that she is going to do just as much as she has done because she can't stop. That's not her personality. She just keeps on. She's like the ever-ready battery. She just keeps going and keeps going. And she'll take you along with her, and you don't have a choice. You've got to follow.
That's powerful. And for you, Sherri-Ann, nearly 40 years in education as well. What was it like for you? Because all of you guys have been sort of in the same community, a lot of the same interest in shaping and molding. What was Saturday like for you watching a new season, one in and another beginning?
Well, for me, it was like a never-ending story for Gilda. Because she has always been a teacher. Gilda and I were raised together. It was only three grandchildren on her mother's side. And my mother died when I was 15, so I'm more like Gilda's sister than her first cousin. I don't think D.C. and his family ever knew I was not related to them all these years because I've always called all of them aunt and uncle. So they figured I was their cousin also, but I love them just the same. But Gilda has always been a teacher, even when we were coming up, because she taught herself how to type when there weren't any typewriters in the schools. So quite naturally, I had to learn, too. So she's always, we're not that far apart in age, but she's always, whatever she knew, she wanted me to know. Mm-hmm. So I know that after she retires, in which she has not, because listening to Dexter, you all heard that she's still working.
Mm-hmm.
She's always going to be a teacher. Gilda has, we both have come from a long line of teachers in
mm-hmm.
our families.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. My mother was a teacher, her mother was a teacher, and my grandmother was a teacher, so quite naturally, that was in our blood. So that's going to be forever. She's mm-hmm. going to be forever a teacher and nurturing people and trying to let them know what she knows. She's always shared her abilities and talents with mm-hmm. everybody else.
And you know what? Let me just say something about that, Sherry, because I think that that is powerful. And Bishop Jakes mentioned this when he was on the show just a few weeks ago. You talked about her ability to share what she knew with others. And
wow.
he said, when you do that, that means that you are big enough to bring others along.
Absolutely.
Talk about what that meant, not only for the town of Bunkie, but all of those people that she touched, educators and students alike, how her being big enough to bring others along, how that impacted her work.
I think Vanity said it better than anybody else. She said that Ms. Gilda gave her things that she hated to do, but she benefited from that even today in college. Some of the extra work that she gave her carried her through, and she always remembered what she told her and what needed to be done, and it was from her encouragement to do more. It was mm-hmm. never enough. She spoke, and she said it was never enough what she did. Ms. Gilda would always push her to do a little bit more. And the success with some of the students that she's had. Now, Gilda didn't only work with gifted students, and we didn't mention that. She also worked with special needs students.
Mm.
And some of her students are working today because of that motivation and push that she gave them.
Wow.
And we can see that here in this community because they are working. I'm not going to call any names, but
mm-hmm.
some of them are not as productive as others, but her students, she had about four or five, and I think three out of that five are working
wow.
today.
That's powerful. And so, Miss Diane, before we've got to let you guys go, I want you to describe in one word how you would describe Gilda Compton.
Can't do it in one word.
If you can. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But in one word, which adjective would you use to best describe her?
Motivator.
Ooh,
motivator.
She hit it.
Motivator. That's what she is. She's, like I say, she's not satisfied with what you think is your best.
Right.
Mm.
Once you accomplish one thing, she goes right. For example, nobody probably knows this, but Gilda, speaking of her learning new things, Gilda was a beautician once.
Wow. Who knew?
And we had our little group, our little circle of friends, and we would gather at Gilda's beauty shop, I was called calling, and she would do our hair. At the time when she was doing the hair, she was always trying to teach us something about hair. You know, she wasn't teaching, but she was trying to teach us something. And naturally, because we were all so used to her always saying something, and we go, yeah, yeah, yeah. But that got to be a social gathering for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because on Saturdays, we left our homes and our children, and we would go to the beauty shop, and we'd probably be there almost all day.
Wow.
Just sitting around talking and that's how she is.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't care whether you're an adult or a child, Gilda is a motivator. She always wants you to do something. And she's trying to motivate me, and this is a joke, to write a book. You know, and she says, "Look, when I retire, let's sit down and write a book."
I love it.
Oh,
well, you know what? We look forward to that book.
Absolutely.
Because that book is going to be all-encompassing. Miss Diane Shepherd, Ms. Sherri Ann Callahan, you guys have absolutely rocked this morning. There is no better speakers and preparers than teachers. And you guys did this literally on the spur of the moment. And you did fabulous. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, we got to get a break here. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
To be